The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice, if every time a person is determined to do something, the person tightens up their hands into kind of towards a fist, tightens up. Every time they're determined to do, that's what they do. And so at some point the person might feel, ouch, you know, this hurts a lot to always tighten up into fist. I really need to stop doing it. I'm starting to get numb. I'm starting to, you know, have repetitive stress syndrome. I'm trying all kinds of problems. And people kind of are staying away from me because I'm always walking around with a fist. So the person then gets determined to stop clenching the fist, clenching the hand. But the problem is, because the person's determined to unclench the fist, they just clench more. Because every time they get determined to do something, that's what they do. So they're determined to let go, determined to open up, but the very effort to let go, they tighten even more. So then it occurs to the person that, well, what's really needed is not to keep trying this way, but to be determined to be compassionate to this poor hurting fist. So then they're determined to be compassionate, but they're still determined, so it tightens up even more. And the very effort to be determined in this person just makes it worse and worse and worse. So this speaks to something the Buddha said, and that is that we want to be careful when we practice or live our lives. We don't add fuel to the fire. In the Buddhist language, every time a person's trying to relax the hand, they tighten more, they're adding fuel to the fire. They're making it worse. They're kind of making it tighter and tighter. So the idea of not adding fuel to the fire, if we don't add fuel to the fire, then the fire can go out. It might take a while for the fire to burn up, the fuel to burn up, but it eventually kind of quiets down and becomes cool. And so in the fire that Buddhism talks about is the fires of lust, the fires of hatred, and the fires of delusion. The fires are very strong compulsive desire. If we act on compulsive desires and lust, craving of very strong kinds, then that's fuel. And it's the fuel that makes a fire, but it's a fire that makes more fuel. And so guess what happens? It just goes on and on. So same thing, if you're determined to let go of the hand, being determined is fuel for tightening up. The tightening up is the fire, or the determination becomes the fire. And the more we kind of feed into it, the stronger the fire gets. So hatred is more easily understood that it's a fire than lust or craving for things. And the more we try to have aversion or hate something and try to make it go away, we're adding fuel to the fire. And the more we're just kind of totally confused and delusioned by what's happening, that also adds a kind of fuel to the fire. And so it keeps burning and burning. And then Buddhism, and this, the word for fuel and fire turns out to be the same word, upadana. So if you add the fuel, you get fire. I'm sorry. The word for craving or clinging and the word for fuel are the same. So the more you cling, the more you're adding fuel for continuing something. So a very important part of practice is being very careful about how you approach your life, that you don't add more fuel to it. And so a very simple example would be, if you're thinking in meditation and you don't like it, if you're bothered by it, the reaction bothered by it, being troubled by it, is actually adding fuel to the thinking. And the more you don't like it, the more you're aversive to it, the more you try to get it away, the more you're tightening up your fist, the more you're adding fire to it, fuel to the fire. And so the idea is to practice in such a way that we are not adding fuel to the fire, but at the same time, we're moving ahead, we're practicing. So how do we find that balance? So in the analogy of determination, determination is a beautiful quality, but what's the difference between determination to do something that comes out of reactivity, that adds fuel to the fire, and determination which doesn't? One difference is that determination that adds fuel to the fire is if we're egotistically trying to do something. I'm going to attain this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to kind of push and strive or tighten up. Determination which doesn't add fuel to the fire has more of a sense of setting a direction and more like, may this happen. May I allow this to happen. It's kind of like an aspiration. May I not cling so much? May I not hold tight to my fist? The direction I want to go is to loosen the fist. May that happen. May I allow it to happen? And that sense of, may I allow this to happen, creates much better conditions than just you have a direction, you're going in that direction, you're going to try to move in that direction, but then it can be allowed to happen. So if you're caught up in thoughts, rather than being determined to knock those thoughts out and fight them, you want to be determined, diligent, but diligent in such a way that you allow, you say, may I not think so much, may I not be caught in my thoughts, may I allow the possibility of becoming quieter. And in the very allowing, you might start finding that the fuel, the fire begins to abate and quiet down. And then because you're determined, you keep allowing. You keep the continuity of doing that. But determination is not adding fuel to the fire. So two different ways of, different approaches, different, of how to do it. So in Buddhism, we say that don't add fuel to the fire. Let the fire die out on its own. So, thank you.